with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The publisher of an upcoming book by a former Biden press secretary says she's no longer a registered Democrat.
Former White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has a book out this fall that promises a close look at President Joe Biden's decision not to run for re-election and calls for thinking beyond the two-party system. Legacy Lit says Jean-Pierre has switched her political affiliation to independent after working in two Democratic administrations. Her book titled Independent, A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines, will be released in October. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Canadian wildfire smoke causes very unhealthy conditions in some parts of the U.S. and Europe. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Air quality alerts in effect for parts of the country being hit by smoke from the Canadian wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says,
again, it's kind of back west, a little bit closer to the source of the fires. So we're talking more like Iowa up into the UP and Michigan, and then the eastern U.S., really anywhere from Georgia to New England, will have some impact.
Canada is having another bad wildfire season, and more than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is again banning people from countries his administration deems dangerous from coming to America. The travel ban issued Wednesday is a repeat of an order of his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. This version includes Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 91 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is pushing high school sports into the spotlight.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won two gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events amidst protests from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, two girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them. And suddenly, local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who burned a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London has been convicted of a religiously aggravated public order offense and fined. Free speech groups say the verdict amounts to a violation of freedom of expression and vow to appeal. The judge found the man's conduct was provocative and likely to have caused harassment, alarm, or distress, and that it was motivated by a hatred of Muslims. This is SRN News. President Trump is pardoning two South Florida divers.
The men freed 19 sharks and a giant grouper from a fisherman's line. Tanner Mansell and John Moore were convicted of theft in 2022. Although they avoided prison time, their felony convictions prevented them from voting, owning firearms, and traveling freely. The men's attorneys welcomed the news, saying they were only trying to save the sea creatures from what they believed was an illegal fishing setup. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump is moving to block nearly all foreign students from entering the country to attend Harvard University, his latest attempt to choke the Ivy League school from an international pipeline that accounts for a quarter of the student body. In an executive order, Trump declared it would jeopardize national security to allow Harvard to continue hosting foreign students on its campus in Cambridge. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.